Hi, everybody. This is Equality Time, and this is Lori. Welcome. You made it. Thank you so much for listening to us. It's Friday, 5 o'clock, well, a little bit after 5 o'clock, and it is June 7th. Into June, and we got some nice weather outside. I'm so excited for that. The weekend's here. It's time to get out of work. And there's so many things going on because now it is June, and it's Pride Month. And so many different Saturdays have got different Pride celebrations, and such as this Saturday is going to be Boston Pride. I don't know if anybody is going to those celebrations, but they have a big Pride parade, and that starts, I believe, at 11. And there's going to be tons of booths and things up at the Government Center, and that's usually where that one is held. Being Pride Month, I don't know if many people who are not gay know that it's not just a celebration. And where it all started from was actually something of a riot and violence. And it was started in New York, really, with these riots that the police raided the Stonewall Inn, because that's where people who were gay felt like they could go and have a drink and hang out with each other and really just kind of have a community. And the police raided the area, and they got fed up. One time in June, 50 years ago this year, 1969, they fought back, and there was a big riot, and there was a lot of violence. It was really not a great time, but out of that, a year later, they started the parade and these celebrations of who they are. Now, these things go on in several major cities every year, and most of the time it's on Saturdays. Sometimes it's things that happen throughout the entire month. I know that such as in Rhode Island, in Providence, they do many different things throughout the entire month, but they have the big time of the festival with all the booths and different companies and groups who have the booths out in the area of South Water Street. They block off that street. And then the big nighttime parade in Providence, which is the only one in New England. But Pride is to be proud of who we are, and that we have community support with all the other people who are there. The people like us, which is a sort of family. It's one of the reasons why I use this song at the beginning of the show, you know, the We Are Family song, because it's a family. And we have things that, you know, we have in common. You know, because gay people have been discriminated against, hated, feared, and beaten, basically just because of who they love. And that's why we really need to have these celebrations and to keep fighting for our rights. Just the other day, actually, in London, a lesbian couple was taunted and then bullied and beaten just recently. It was just like, maybe it was yesterday, and it was in London. I actually thought that London was a little more progressive than we are in the United States. So that actually really surprised me that they were beaten there. And it was just because of who they were. I mean, then they could have just been sitting together. These people didn't know who they were. I think that the story I read was something about maybe they kissed like any couple, straight couple might kiss as they get on a bus, leave each other or anything, and they didn't like that. I don't know if anybody heard about it, but in Boston, a couple weeks ago, maybe it was recently, since Pride just started a week ago, people in Boston, and again, this is kind of surprising that it's in Boston, which is really a more progressive and accepting city, somebody decided that they need to have a straight Pride parade. You know, all of the parades that usually happen, whether it's the St. Patrick's Day parade or Memorial Day parade, or I mean, and I'm not saying that any of these parades are bad, but, you know, it's not celebrating anything but straight people already. They already have parades. They don't need another one. that it doesn't need to be a street pride. And, you know, they're lucky. Street people are kind of lucky because that they don't have to have it. And it's not because of who they love that they need to do anything or have a parade or have a festival or a celebration because of who they are. Because it's to everybody, it's just what is, and they don't need to worry about it. So, as you might have noticed, I'm a little bit by myself right now, and Carissa is usually here with me. She is fallen victim to the lots of traffic on a Friday afternoon, and it must be because people now are starting, it's nice and warm, they're starting to want to get out of work early, or they want to start their vacation. So they're driving up, let's just say, to Maine, or they're driving to the beach, or just somewhere they want to be out of work and go somewhere nice. So we will, Carissa will be here shortly, and then we will talk with her. And but I think we're going to listen to a song, go to a little break, and then we'll be back. Hi, we're back. This is Lori with Equality Time, and Carissa joined us.
Good evening. Good good afternoon. Guten Abend. I was learning a little bit of Japanese at work today. They were holding some classes.
Oh.
Since I work for a Japanese company.
Oh.
Oh, konnichiwa. The konnichiwa is good afternoon. It could be a hi, but it's also good afternoon.
Great.
Or konnichiwa gozaimasu, which is with respect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was talking about pride, and I know we were talking a little bit on the break about it, and in your different perspective on it. Maybe we can go into that a little bit.
She set me up, folks.
I know, because I a little bit disagree, but
that's fine.
We can disagree.
I expect that. I expect most people to disagree with me. I'm used to it. I also wanted to talk about. I was having a conversation with a coworker today, during one of our during afternoon break, about something about like her sister is gay, and the effects of that on the family. For this family, she said that it's a very adversity-friendly family. Say that 10 times fast.
Okay.
Like, how often does adversity condone or teach us about diversity, I should say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how beautiful that is. And the after effects of it. Like, when someone in the family comes out, it can have ripple effects throughout the fam. That can go on for months, maybe years, depends. And it's the family is if love follows through, it can have very positive effects. I think to look past the differences, past the adversity, the diversity, and just look at the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she was talking about it, really, it rang a bell with me, because it can help people with their fears of homosexuality or transphobia, homophobia. Because when I came out, it wasn't long until a couple other people came out to me. Because they trusted me.
Mm-hmm.
And these things can, like I said, can have after effects that are in the positive. These little ripples where the rainbow just gets a little wider, just gets a little bigger. I just thought it's sort of like the opposite of shunting and gaslighting, I think. It's just... And that leads me to, like, my opinion of pride, that I think everyone deserves to have a certain level of allowable pride that is of a righteous nature, not boastful, something that is, that they're proud to have been part of. They have honor in doing it. I think that as someone who is a trans woman who just desires to just want to blend in, I never wanted to be trans.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to blend in with the rest of the women out there. And I feel that I just don't want to march in a parade, say, hey, I'm trans, you know, because I just want to blend in.
Mm-hmm.
But that is equal to wanting to support other people who are LGBTQIA+. It's a conundrum. Yeah, you know, I was going to go to Boston Pride tomorrow, but I'm just simply too busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just still recovering from my surgery, and I need to rest. I'm just tired. And I have a lump in my throat right now because it makes me sad.
Well, I think that to your point, really, of when one person comes out and then you see others who come out, and that this ripple effect that you speak of, it's like your family grows and your support system grows. And I think in its purest form, pride can be like this big, humongous support system, big family. You know, as I had said before, why I play the We Are Family song at the beginning of our show is because I feel it's like a big family of people who support each other. And also, it'd be good to show the normalcy of people who just happen to be gay, who have families, instead of showing the flamboyant person with the rainbow everything and the, you know, and underwear, you know, walking around in their underwear, or the floats in the parade. I mean, I understand that.
The strap PVC leather.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we don't need to see that as part of pride.
No.
And we do because that's how people want to, I don't want to say identify, but
yeah, they
identify.
Want to express themselves. Yeah, and I like to express myself too. But as we said, as I do was exhibiting over the break, I just felt that it kind of tells other people who are curious about those under the rainbow that we just are, I don't know, sex crazed or something.
Mm.
You know, it's like, no, we're actually scared, fearful, well, at least I am anyway,
mm-hmm.
and humble. So help me God in my humble. Some of the most best times, some of the worst times of my life have I been humiliated. But then the humility that comes out of that is wonderful, because what humility does to me is it lowers the bar in a sense. It says, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I have food in the cupboard. I have clothing to put on my back, and I have a home to sleep. Oh, wow. I even have a reliable vehicle. And there's been many times in my life where I just felt that I took all this stuff for granted, because it's all about progress, you know, in a capitalistic society. But then there have been times where I've just been scared for my life, scared that I was sick with a terminal illness, someone threatening my life to kill me or something like that, you know, because I'm different. And it's like, wow, I am blessed.
Yeah, and
I guess I'm just pretty conservative with that, because I fear.
I think that, you know, because, you know, when we have those blessings, that we should, you know, show them. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that going to or celebrating Pride is showing that we're blessed to be who we are, and that we have certain things. That's just how I kind of feel about it. And, you know, we have a supportive family by mm-hmm. all the other people.
Oh, that much is certain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, Yeah, it looks like we have to go to a break. But it'd be interesting to talk or to spend a couple segments on gaydar, transtar. Because that's, I was thinking in my head about seeing other folks that are in the wild.
In the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right, we'll be back. All right, we're back. This is Lori.
And this is Carissa.
So we you seem kind of down today.
I'm tired.
Oh.
I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
But I'm down about my opinion.
Oh.
Of pride. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to I don't know how to feel. I feel kind of numb about it.
I think it's I think it's important for it's like a almost fighting back, you know, showing that, you know, we're going to be who we are and that's, you know, nobody can take that away.
All right, here's the question. Not to put you on the spot, but you're proud to be a lesbian?
Yeah. I mean, I think just as you have also said, you know, if you could not be trans, if I could not be, and it's not like it's an easy thing, but now it's here. I have a family. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud to be who I am. Mm. You know, now that's where I am, and I figured out that's who I am. Yes. And I think that's, I'm proud to go and be part of Pride for that reason.
Yeah. I, with God's permission, have some sense of pride in conquering the things that I have being transgender. But I'm not proud to be transgender because logically, if I never was, there'd be nothing to miss. And life would be easier if I was just cis and straight. So it's not logical to be proud of being transgender, in my view. It doesn't mean I regret anything, you know. Heck the F no. It's, yeah, I mean, if I weren't, and if I had nothing to miss, if there was nothing to miss because I was cis and straight, there'd be nothing to miss. I wouldn't know any better. You know, it's like your friends asking you, oh, let's go to this party or whatever. But if you never heard anything about it, you decided not to go and didn't hear anything about it, you wouldn't know what you missed. So then there's nothing to miss. There's no regret because you didn't know what was the contents of that party until you did find out later on. Then that can cause regret and resentments. Remorse, or maybe gratitude that because the cops showed up and busted half the people there, you know, you can go either way. But, you know, because I know, like, as a woman of faith, like, pride in and of itself is sinful, that, you know, boasting to be prideful without giving my higher power, who I choose to call God, righteous praise for it. Because he created everything and he gave everything to me. I own nothing. Everything I have is his. So, I mean, my transgenderness is also his. Just, I was born that way. So therefore, I'm doing this. I'm living this the best I can to survive, to also serve him by helping other people and trying to be healthy at the same time. What other purpose do I have to be alive except just to exist?
I think there's more to it than that. But yeah. Anyway, there's more of a purpose than just existing, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's to serve him. You know, it's to, people ask, what's the meaning of life and why am I here? The two quintessential questions we see in the media all the time. It's like, how would you hypothetically answer those two questions? Why are you here?
Yeah, I there's a lot of things that I have thought about on that, but it's too deep of a question, I think, for well, for the radio, but also for me to answer right now. So
I'm here because God put me here.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of life? To serve him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know. But I also want to have fun. I want to enjoy myself. I want to feel loved, and I want to love people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing that before I transitioned.
No.
I kind of was, you know. You know, I had a wonderful girlfriend before I came out, and then I came out, and then she let me go. And I had a big possibilities in my life before all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been remarried. I could have done great things with those children. Could have been the parent I've always wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't. And I spent a long time stuck in the bottle, in just flat out depression and self-hatred for what I thought then was a disease of queerness, until I started to figure out later that maybe this is a blessing and not a curse after all, because of the lessons I learned in 12-step programs and also in life, that I found out as a couple people that I know say, you know, Carissa, I remember when you were a dead name and you were just an arrogant jerk. I just prefer who you are today.
Mm.
And that is heavy.
Mm,
it's flipping heavy. And now I could hypothetically say, well, what if I never was trans to begin with and all of this would have been moot? But then that begs the question, there must be a purpose in this change. Look at Paul of Tarsus. Before that, he was Saul, and he was persecuting, killing, and murdering Christians because he thought that they were all infidels until he was saved. And then he completely changed the world for glory, you know, for just amazing glory. Not his, but God's. And it's just something I've been thinking about lately, especially being post-op. You know, that's kind of like my update, if I may. Being post-op is a lot of it's really hitting me in a more spiritual realm right now. What's the flipping purpose of it all? You know, this isn't because I'm satisfying a novelty or so that I can have female privilege. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, there is no female privilege. Mm-mm. Except having the majority of stores to our disposal and cute outfits and all that, but not all women are like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be just a grand lesson in all of it. And it really comes down to pride for me. I think that's my version of pride.
Mm-hmm. I think that.
And how we treat people.
Yeah. I think that pride can be used in many different ways, as you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's the sin of pride, or there's, you know, the pride of being proud of what you have, as far as, like, of course, giving the glory to where it came from, but being proud of what you do with your life, you know, and I think that, you know, and who you are, so.
I'm proud of all the times that I taught a child how to do something like tie a shoe, throw a frisbee, or whatever, you know, helped with homework.
Maybe you've taught a child how to love because of who you are as a trans woman. That could be something is part of
showing really by example.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've seen this. I'm sure you've exhibited this yourself your whole life. Showing them what unconditional love is, regardless of color, sex, gender, all backgrounds.
And you know, even friends of my daughter, they come to our house and they've made comments about how, I don't know, nice we are and how, you know, it's such a happy house and, you know, and maybe they don't get that at home. And so I think that's great that we can show that love and warmth to somebody else and that they see it.
Do you think it's due to the humility that you and your wife have from being gay?
Well, I think that, you know, we've struggled as a couple because of
being two females.
Yeah. We've struggled in different ways from, you know, not having what we need, or in other ways that, you know, being the two women in a household.
Yeah.
And for them to say things like that, or that they want to be at our house, I think is, I don't know if I would call it a humility, but maybe it is. Maybe it's just...
I would feel honored.
Yeah, definitely. I do.
That clearly we're doing something right, but yeah. Clearly it was due to the efforts and your character
mm-hmm.
that both of you have, and what you've bestowed upon your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I see that in her, too, and how she's very supportive of everybody. And because of us, and because that she's even gone to Pride and seen us and how we treat other people, no matter who they are.
Mm.
So I think that kind of rubs off on even on her friends. So.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to pass those things on, for sure.
I'm just really glad I am where I am
mm-hmm.
versus where I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being honored for hearing that from young adults. I mean, they are now. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
you know, that's something to be proud of, too. Something to,
yeah.
you know, again, not in a prideful way, but.
Yeah, yeah, that's righteous and unrighteous pride. That's righteous mm-hmm. and unrighteous judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went from a time where I couldn't wait to die because if the worst place in heaven is still better than the best place on earth, why would I want to be alive?
Mm.
You know, then I look at the story of Job and how much he suffered forever and ever and ever, how many sacrifices Paul made in his adventures, being beaten and locked up, you know, all those apostles that were crucified.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger story, you know. And now it's like, I don't want to die. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a purpose.
Right.
And, you know, only God knows the time of my passing. And if it's, if when it's ready, it's ready.
Right.
So, I guess we got to take a break.
Yes, we do. And, we'll be back.
And that was Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. Just quitting that a little bit early. So anyway, so we were talking a little bit more about pride. I think, yeah, I've been to the Providence Pride a couple years ago. I did like that. It was my very first one. I managed to walk in it. I went with a friend of mine, and I walked in it briefly because there was a group of people from TGI Network that was, I saw my friends there, so I walked in it briefly, but it was pretty cool at the time. So, yeah, I guess I have a sort of unorthodox view on pride. I don't mean any disrespect or whatever for anyone else who's queer, but I have a lot of things to work out myself, you know. I think that expressing oneself not in a normal light, not matching people, not matching or doing what the Romans do, I don't think that's the answer. Just to clarify, I think it's, for me, what I'm comfortable doing is just showing, just golden rule everything forward, you know, just be kind, just be loving, listen, being mild, meek to others, compassionate, to express that there is no difference between someone who is cis or trans or straight or gay, lesbian, whatever. Like, just show the human part of you, of me, you know, just showing the human part of me to someone. That way, what they see, or if it's someone else that has an issue with me, that way that they see that I'm still just a human being and not actually just some person who chooses to be transgender or whatever. And because I want A, B, C, or D, the novelties that come from it, or I want female privilege, or in the case of trans men, they want male privilege. It's not about that at all. It's just, we do this to, as I said in previous episodes, we do this to survive. There's no question about that. I was saying before in the previous segments that it would be illogical for me to assume that I'm proud of being trans. It's not that I'm putting queer folks down or putting the fact that I'm queer down. It has nothing to do with that. It's that if I was not trans at all, if I was just cis and straight and never experienced it, that there'd be nothing to miss. There, you know, I wouldn't have any experience with going to a beauty salon or go shopping with my girlfriends or anything like that, or, you know, especially like, you know, dating women my whole life, younger, when I was younger anyway, never trying to date a man because I wasn't gay as a guy, you know. If, you know, there's nothing to miss if you have no idea about it, you know. So it is what it is. I don't mourn it. I don't regret anything. Like I said, I did this for myself. And I, you know, I really highly suggest to others who are on the fence, you know, people that are newly coming out and they ask for some advice. And I'll say, well, I'll give you some suggestions. And the first step is, if you can, if you have insurance or whatever, talk with, find a therapist. You can go on to your medical portal from your, whether you have MassHealth or if you have private insurance or whatever, go on to your medical company portal and look for psychiatrists or, psychologists or therapists. Or you can go on psychologytoday.com, and Psychology Today is a great way to also look for therapists wherever you want to travel, and that way they can you can find the help that you need, especially if you find someone that has experience in transgender stuff, and go start there and then work things out. That's your first point in networking a friend. Find some, you know, whatever, like if you want to transition to male, find some guy friends. If you want to transition to female, find some girlfriends. You know, so that's what worked out for me. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We have many more ways you can contact us, comment on our content, and suggest some topics. We have a Facebook page named Equality Time. We also have an email, which is equalitytime1320@gmail.com. And Alan, as Ellen DeGeneres says, be kind to one another. Goodbye.